T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we are, jumping off in hour two. It's really half hour. We'll head it off to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 5:30 for pregame coverage of game two between LSU and Vanderbilt tonight on the baseball diamond in Nashville, along with Charlie Long at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open, 504-260-1870. Every Friday, me and Charlie play Would You Rather. Sir Charles, are you ready to go?
That is my fantasy football name.
Is it Sir Charles?
Yeah, it's Sir Charles. It's the Charles Barkley thing. I got that for my fantasy football NFL.com league.
But you don't like to be called Charles.
No, I go by Charlie.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, just like growing up, my mother insisted that I not allow anybody to call me Chris. It was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
She would often say, if anybody called you, if I wanted you to be named Chris, I would have
named you Chris. There you go.
Right. All right, here we go. You ready for Would You Rather? Let's go.
Let's get it.
Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"? Because you're a tall guy. You're 6'6", so you've experienced the taller life.
I'm taking an extra foot of height. I'll go play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I'll be Taco Fall. I'll be like the guy that everyone goofs on for just being massive and not doing anything but sitting on the bench. That's fine with me. Make a couple bucks.
Both of them are come with their pitfalls. What I mean by that is, being 4'5", you're going to have a hard time finding clothes that fit you. You're going to probably have to shop in the kids section in all likelihood. And here I am at 5'7". I'm not a very tall guy either. But 4'5" is really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a challenge. You know, you might have to you can't reach up on counters or above counters and reach into the
You like stepping stools.
Yeah. 7'7", you know, at that height, unless you're heavy – you're kind of gangly a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There might be some uncoordination going on. And like being 4'5", you would have to have special accommodations, maybe a larger bed. You'd have to – shopping for clothes would be difficult. But me, as a short man, I would take the height because I've always been the smallest guy just about every room that I'm in.
Right.
In particular, when you're interviewing these giant football players, it'd be nice to be able to look down on them, not – figuratively, but literally, look down on them instead of looking up at them. So give me the 7'7". I'm with you. We agree there.
You remember Taco Fall, Christian, from UCF? He played for Boston for a while. Yeah,
yes.
That dude was like, I think, 7'7". So that's just like a glimpse at what that height would look like, which is incredible.
7'7". I mean, like, if you're 7'7", your arms have to be a good 3 feet. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So
your wingspan is massive.
Yeah, you could dunk a basketball without even jumping.
Undoubtedly.
7'7". But think about airplanes, right?
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. Just,
I mean, you're 6'6".
You
how hard
get,
is that
like,
on you?
I don't fly very often, thankfully, so I don't really experience it much. But for a 7'7 guy, you got to get some kind of – that's the benefit, I guess, of playing in the NBA. You get your own plane or something like that, or have specialized seats.
You're signing up for Wheels Up.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing charter, a lot of charter trips. All right. Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or have fingers as long as your legs?
This is a weird one. I mean, at least if you have, like, legs as long as your fingers, you can still operate in, like, a wheelchair, you know?
We can still walk, but you're just not going to be very tall. We just got off the conversation
about how. And you're saying you walk around with like the little stubs of fingers for legs?
Have legs as long as your fingers. That's what the question is. So you would have legs as long as your fingers are.
And oh man, that's interesting. I think I'm taking that.
Or you could have fingers as long as your legs.
I'm going the exact opposite of what I was just saying, where I'm taking an extra foot to be as tall as Taco Fall, and then I'm getting rid of my legs to be as long as fingers.
Yeah, think about that. If you have fingers as long as your legs, come on. Everything, you cannot be – there's no grace. There's no soft touch. I mean, because, come on, your fingers are
like a penguin.
Long. Yeah, I mean, you know – yeah, exactly. No, you're right. You're right. I mean, if you go to grab something, now the pluses are you can lay in bed and potentially hit that light switch, you know, not a lamp. I'm talking about the light switch that you forgot on a ceiling fan that you forgot to turn off. You could reach it easily.
You could reach the remote easily too.
Yeah, but laying on the couch. I feel like there would be some clumsiness when you had, if you had, you know, if you had fingers as long as your legs, I guess I would go the opposite as well. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Would you rather be able to run at 100 miles an hour or fly at 10 miles an hour?
Ooh, I'm taking flying.
Me too.
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like you'd be really, really, like, scary to run at 100 miles per hour.
Well, first off, it doesn't say you won't be tired, right?
So how
can you run? How long can you run for 100 miles an hour?
That's true.
Secondly,
might just burn out real quickly.
Yeah, secondly, who doesn't? I know as a boy, I grew up wanting to fly, right? Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Want to fly.
Anyone that read Superman or watched the superhero shows, stuff like that.
Yeah, even if it's only 10 miles an hour, the idea that I could
fly. Better than nothing.
Yeah, you're not burning fuel, right?
So, no.
And everybody happy that wants to save the climate, right? No burning of fuel. There we are. We found a new source of energy, Charlie.
Flying 10 miles an hour, I'm with it.
Would you rather? No, I'm going to skip that one. Would you rather talk like Jar Jar Binks or look like Jar Jar Binks? Are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm not as big of a Star Wars guy as others. I have seen all the movies and stuff like that. For Jar Jar Binks, I think I'm taking the talk like one. I was thinking about this, specifically for this reason. You can get into like voice acting for very niche roles if you can talk like Jar Jar Binks. You look like Jar Jar Binks. You just kind of walk around. You look like an alien. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm taking the talk like him. At least you can get some interesting voice acting roles for that.
Yeah, look, I'd rather talk like him because looking like him, he's ugly.
There you go.
He's just ugly.
A little fish monster.
Oh, I know you can't say ugly anymore. It's not politically correct. He's ugly, okay? It's very clear.
Yeah, I'd prefer to not look
like
Jar Jar
Binks. Because talking like him, you could still – and if you're good looking, some people would find that entertaining
goofy
and attractive.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
Oh, dude, have a dragon for sure. Have like pet dragon? Yeah.
See, I have a rule, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't believe in having pets that can eat you.
Well, if it's your pet, I'm sure you have a good relationship with it, right?
Yeah, but
like, you're friends with this
dragon.
Let's imagine the dragon, you feed it, you're buddies with it, you give it some gold, it sits on it, it rests like 6 months out of the year, and then the other 6 months it just kind of hangs out, does its thing. Yeah,
we're talking about a mythical thing anyway. Dragons aren't real.
Correct.
But nonetheless, if it were real, I would rather be a dragon.
Okay.
Because... And like, just like I'll never own a python snake because it could eat you. Right? Just like Tiger King, I would never own a tiger. It can eat you.
Yeah.
Okay. No thanks. I'm good. I'd rather be a dragon. I have a very simple rule. Look, I like cats. I like dogs. They're not going to eat you. I own chickens. They're not going to eat you. All right. Ducks. They're not going to eat you. What else? Goldfish. Certainly not going to eat you. I have a rule. No pets that can eat me. Here we go. Would you rather never have to worry about money or live in a world with Pokemon?
Dude, I grew up with Pokemon. This is going to be hard. I'm
really?
I'm not going to have to worry about money. I'm not like that's just as an adult. That kind of makes it clear. But if you were to ask me that question, Christian, 10 years ago, I am not even taking a second guess. I'm living in a world of Pokemon.
Really? I never got into the Pokemon thing. Never.
It was my generation's thing, man. I grew up with that stuff.
I know. My son, too. And no. Just no.
No,
never
not,
have to worry
not
about
having
money.
To worry about money is awesome.
Yeah, come on. You can buy whatever you want.
Exactly.
I can buy as much Pokemon and create my own world.
There you go.
A Pokemon if I
Set
want
up
to.
A Jurassic Park for Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't even know what I mean, I know what Pokemon is, but like, that's all I could tell you is I know the basics of it, what it is. You probably could recite everything about it. Here we go. Would you rather be the best racquetball player in the world or find $65 on the street?
That's awesome. I mean, we had a similar question this last week, I think, where would you rather be like the best at something insignificant or be mediocre at something
right.
really good? I'm still taking the best at something insignificant. I'm being the best racquetball player in the world. Why not, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
$65. That's funny.
Yes. Well, first off, if you're the best racquetball player in the world, you're probably going to get paid to play racquetball.
Sure.
More than $65 on the street. And I'm not that superficial. Look, I like money. Don't get me wrong. But we're not talking about life-changing money. It's $65. I mean, that's you know, a tank of gas these days.
Yeah, exactly. That's a question that disses on racquetball.
Yeah, I'm taking the best racquetball player in the world.
I'm with you.
All right. Let's see. We got time for one more? Yeah, we do. Would you rather speak any language fluently or be able to talk to animals?
Any language? So, like, literally any? Okay. I'm thinking,
any language?
Yeah, any language. I could travel the world and just talk to people. Yeah, absolutely.
See, this juxtaposes two things that I'm curious about. Being able to speak several languages, right?
Uh-huh.
But also, I'm an animal lover.
Right.
So, if you're an animal lover, isn't it frustrating sometimes to not really know what your pet is asking for?
Yeah.
Or trying to communicate to you?
Yeah, it's interesting to be able to talk to animals, but I think I would rather be able to talk to other people of different cultures from around
the
world.
Me too, because you could potentially finagle your way into some money.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you're overseas, you're in Europe perhaps, and you're trying to pick up a date, right? If you can
speak
the language, you can find a date a lot easier.
The best part is that it's fluent. So like if the question were more like if you could speak any language, like kind of mediocre, like not really talented, I would probably consider doing the talk to animals. But if you're fluent at any language in the world, yeah, I'm taking that.
Yeah, me too. Because by the way, there are people that will pay you to come be a translator.
There you go.
Right, make some money off of it as well. All right, that's a wrap for a rather strange "Would You Rather," but nonetheless,
that was awesome.
All "Would You Rathers" are kind of strange. Each and every Friday, me and Charlie do it. All right, we'll step away and come back. Each and every Friday, Charlie and I play Would You Rather. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, I want to thank Charlie Long at Master Control, Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, and Diane Newman, our operations and brand manager. Everybody have a great weekend. Go Tigers. I'm Christian Garrick. Semper Fi. I'm out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.